Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. The music industry's holiday slumber is officially upon us. For the most part, the records they want us to stuff our stockings with are already in stores. So while the new release list shouldn't be all that interesting the next few weeks, we'll use the next few minutes to highlight the best of what there is, plus some randomness, a couple of new tunes, some loose ends, and a few slight returns. And here we go. Driving home from Thanksgiving weekend, I learned how to spell the definition of severely disappointing. That spelling is J to the A to the Y, Jay-Z. His Kingdom Come couldn't be a bigger letdown. There's about three tunes on the whole record worth listening to more than once, and that's generous. But the surprise of the trip, the blue carpet treatment, Snoop Dogg's latest record. I put it in purely because I'd seen Snoop on Weeds a few weeks back and was curious if his Milfweed rap was on there. It's not, but this is a monster record. Easily Snoop's most compelling album since Doggy Style. And I know what you're thinking. Snoop's an amusing guy, but hardly somebody you'd put on your must-listen list. But check this out. Snoop's reunion with Dr. Dre, a surprisingly thoughtful tune called Imagine, that's thankfully not the Imagine you're thinking of. What you have here is Dre and Snoop trading verses, and as a bonus, a chorus from R&B's most mysterious absentee, D'Angelo. Here's a piece of it.
Imagine it just stuck. From the east to the west coast, everybody stuck. I can't imagine no less, but it don't take imagination to know I've been blessed with hip-hop.
That's Snoop, Dre, and D'Angelo from the new Snoop record, The Blue Carpet Treatment. It's a carpet that gets plenty of wear. There's 24 guests across 21 tracks. Nate Dogg, R. Kelly, Damian Marley, The Game, Stevie Wonder, and about a half dozen other folks make cameos. But other than Dre, the most notable guest is Ice Cube, who joins Snoop for a tune called LAX, which, while not a duet of the caliber of Imagine, might just have a better hook. The LAX sample from LL Cool J's Going Back to Cali quickly and mysteriously shifts from really annoying to really memorable in record time. Take a listen.
Cali?
No doubt, baby.
No doubt.
LAX.
Oh. Cali?
No doubt, baby.
No doubt.
LAX.
Oh. Cali?
No doubt, baby.
From Snoop, we segue into a hip-hop curiosity with ties to last week's podcast. On that show, we played you a live track from Ghostland Observatory, an Austin, Texas band that's reportedly the subject of a huge bidding war. They're a duo that you can file alongside the Scissor Sisters or David Bowie. Or maybe you've already filed them in alphabetical order, next to Ghostface Killa. Where are we going with all this? Back to last week, where I promised no new mashups. I lied. Ghostface Observatory combines the Ghostland Observatory tune Midnight Voyage with Ghostface Killa's Be Easy. It's credited to Car Stereo Wars, a DJ duo in Austin who've done a good job of not just getting the attention of MP3 bloggers, but of taking two relatively obscure tunes and turning them out into something undeniably fresh and fascinating. Whether you know these songs or not, this one's a winner.
Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, damn, shimmy, yay now. Yes, my birthday landed in May now. Peace the dirt dog, I'm back like deja vu. Leave your girl around me, I will bag you, boo. You bitch niggas better listen up. Anybody for a caravan is gonna pick them up.
Let's look ahead a week now to a new record from Matthew Ryan. For my money, he's one of modern music's most criminally underrated singer-songwriters. This is a guy that makes important record after important song followed by important song. From a late-night high-rise is Ryan's latest, and it's got some stunning moments. Meditations on personal unrest and global dramas that are far more bite than bark. A lot of these tunes outright sting. But what's arguably the record's most interesting moment is a cover, which says a lot because Ryan's a songwriter prolific enough that covers aren't really his territory. But this one, a take on the Go-Betweens' Grant McLennan and Steve Kilby's song Providence, works not just because it's a great tune, but because Ryan not only makes it his own so skillfully that most folks are never going to know he didn't actually write it. Here's a piece of it.
You're looking pretty tired. It seems you lost some weight. You made it through, I don't know how. It's all you can do. All I have, all I need, all you got. is Providence all I have.
That's a song from Matthew Ryan's latest record From a Late Night High Rise. It hits stores next week, December 5th. Expect to hear more of it on this podcast in the coming weeks. In the meantime, let's check out a tune from The Bridge Collection, a six-volume set compiling 20 years of performances from Neil and Peggy Young's benefit concert supporting the Bridge School. Back in 1997, Warner Brothers released a single disc in stores, but the whole collection is available only now as an iTunes download. What you have here is a who's who, from Bruce Springsteen and Bright Eyes, Dave Matthews to Billy Idol, Metallica to Willie Nelson, and Pearl Jam to Fish, all acoustic. There's plenty of songs you know from the people who wrote them, but there's also a handful of interesting covers well worth your 99 cents. Like this one, Radiohead's Thom Yorke, solo, paying tribute to Neil Young with a take on his After the Gold Rush.
Well, I dreamed I saw silver spaceships come in the yellow haze of the sun. There were children crying and colors flying all around the chosen one. All in a dream.
That's Thom Yorke from the iTunes-only Bridge School compilation. Let's do one more cover from the Bridge School, this one a track that you could actually find in stores back from that 1997 CD, The Bridge School Concerts Volume 1. It's worth revisiting, even though it's some 15 years old. It's a surprising take on the Grateful Dead's Friend of the Devil, from a surprising source, Ministry.
Got two reasons why I cry away each lonely night. First one's named Sweet Emily, and she's my heart's delight. Second one is prison babe, the sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail.
That's Ministry from the Bridge School. And as a side note, if you like the song and want a different version that's every bit as great, try Lyle Lovitz. His take on the tune can be found on 1991's Grateful Dead tribute album, Dedicated. And finally, we'll end the podcast the way we did last time, with a tune from the Rockabye Baby series, a set of lullaby tributes to everyone from the Eagles, Zeppelin, and the Beach Boys to Tool, No Doubt, and the Pixies. Like I said last week, if you have a baby, these are no-brainers, the antidote to singing dinosaurs and Muppets. And if you don't, maybe you have insomnia, or you just need a cool gift for the parents in your life. Last week, we brought you Nirvana. This time, it's The Cure. This is a piece of the very heavenly, Just Like Heaven. There it is, a piece of Rockabye Baby, The Cure. That's it for another edition of our Esquire Music Podcast. We'll be back next week with another round of picks and recommendations. Thanks for being here with us, and thanks to our podcast producer, Mr. Will Hoffman of Austin, Texas. Look for the latest Esquire on your newsstands now. George Clooney is on the cover. And until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.